We are up to that Mem Chesam Beis, the very bottom line. It's a long blot, so let's get started quickly. The Pasuk says over there that, you know, what caused them to be so denigrated? The fact that they are small. So we learned first that talking about tzaddikim, they don't have enough emunah. So therefore, they lose a chelik of the Elam Habit. Does anyone invite another pshat is? Rava, the last five words of the line, Rava says, Eluk tane b'nei Risha Yisrael. We're talking about the youngsters, the kids of the Rishayim. Top of the very next page. Shemevazuzin din aviyim, that they will have tainus. They break the gzardin against their parents, the Shoyim Osid Lavi, in the future. You're going to punish our fathers anyway. But why do you have to blunt their teeth? Why do you have to kill the children first? So the children are going to save their parents. If not for the davening of David Amela that the Eden should have panosah, all the Eden would have been selling stained, you know, dirty stuff, fats and all that kind of stuff, and it gets stuck to the clothing, and only poor people deal with that. Remember, it says Shisa Hashem Moedel, make them leaders. In other words, let them have money. They couldn't afford his own clothing. They had to share the clothes. Shenemar says, Hashem, Shamaiti Shimach, I heard you, Yerosi Hashem Polecho, I fear you, Bekedev Shnaim. I want you to make Bekedev Shnaim, you should bring it down to two people. What's your pula? That's the words of Taita. And it would have been enough for two people sharing one talus. That it would have been with two people had it not been for the fact that you gave us money. He's very depressing or negative.
He must have had a tough life.
Eden naturally has to be poor, and Eden naturally has to be poor for Habakkuk and Dovin HaMelech, and then he goes right and he says, Shnei Tamir Chomah Mahalchim Adela, two Tamir Chomah walking down the road. They don't discuss Taida. Ruin Lesar Be'ej, they deserve to die. Shenema, they deserve to be burnt. It says, Vayihema Holchim Baderech, Vayalisha and Eliyo walking together. Obviously, we learn Taida. They were discussing, and Hinerechev Eij, there was a chariot of fire that rode right by them. Had they not been talking to you, the chariot of fire would hit them. Time they could do with Halakhid, but they should have been burnt themselves. He said, he's very negative. Two of them who live in one city, they don't discuss with each other how loch is. One will end up dying through the other guy. One guy will end up killing the other guy. And then if you kill somebody in Beshegig, then you have to also go to Golis. So one guy will get killed and one guy will end up Golis. I don't know what's going on here. He's very negative. Shnemrit says, Lonus Shomer Reitzech, that the murderer has to run to those cities. He killed his friend, Bivli Das, and without knowledge. What do you mean he killed without knowledge? So we dash, and what's real knowledge? Real knowledge is Taita, which means if you didn't learn Taita, that's what happened. Shnemrit says, Hadro, that's not Nidmu Ami, Mibli Das. My nation was quiet without knowledge. And we're talking about over there, the knowledge of Hashem, which is Taita. Oh, okay. Any Talmud Chacham who learns, even though despite the fact that he has no parnasa and he's finding it very difficult, he's such a holy man. If he davens to Hashem, Hashem will listen to him. The nation of Tzion sat in Yerushalayim, bochay leisivke, crying. They don't cry, except a lot. Chonah in Yechlecha, they will listen. Lekoz akoch, the Eibusha will listen and accede to the sounds of your screaming. Kishamasei anach, and when he hears you, he will answer you. So it says clearly here that they were poor. Everything else, what do you mean? Uksiba say, and how do you say poor? Okay, see, the Eibusha will listen. I know the poor because it says the next pasuk, v'nosen Hashem lechem, Hashem will give you lechem tzar, a little bit of bread, and mayim lach, a little bit of water. So talking about people who are impoverished, and yet the Eibusha will listen to what you're saying. Glory of Hashem. In the next pasuk it says, and your eye, in the same pasuk it says, and the eyes will see your master. So in other words, David will give him, will reveal himself to you. Even the curtains will not be shut in front of you. It says, hide. So it's a very big madrega if you continue learning Torah while you're poor. In Pirkei Avos it says, if you learn Torah while you're poor, you'll become rich.
the separation between Olam Hazeh and...
Chagig Lulim is a curtain. So there's all kinds of curtains. There's madrigas. It's a partition between one madriga and the next. It's called the Paga. Chayri HaPagud. There's not one day that goes by without curses. Not only every single day there's some negative thing happening, but every day it gets worse and worse as you get closer to the Mashiach. Shenema, it says, in the morning time, you would say, who will give me a night? Erev at night, I wish I got in the morning. Hi, boyke. Which morning? You talking about the following morning? How do you know it's going to be any better? The boyke that happened, oh, at night, the morning you thought it can get worse. And at night, you say, oh, I wish I had what I had this morning. You know, every time it gets worse and worse. If things get worse all the time, what chus does the world have to keep us in check? Akidusha de Sidra. Rashi learns Kedusha Sidra means Volotzin. Because in Volotzin, we say Kodesh, Kodesh, and Baruch, and then we translate in Aramaic so that we should understand what we're saying. So that's called Kedusha the Sidra, and this, it's a Seder. Let's listen to Rashi, it's important to Rashi. And by Yehei Shmei Rabba Dagadata, when you learn Gemara, and at the end of the Gemara, you say Yehei Shmei Rabba, and people answer, Amen, Yehei Shmei Rabba. These two things are what keeps us in check. What's the listen to Rashi, Kedusha the Sidra, listen to Rashi. You look parallel to the... You see, Akedusha Siddur Rashi here? Akedusha Siddur says Rashi, about 25 lines in the bottom. Say the Kedusha. Rashi is this side. What's Kedusha the Siddur? Because not everyone agrees with Rashi. This is Rashi learns. Say the Kedusha, the order of Kedusha, Shaloi Tiknua. You know why we say Volotzian? Elishi, you call Yisrael Oiskim Betoida. All the Jews should be learning Toida, Bechol Yom Davamut. We should learn something. So we say Volotzian. Shaloim Kri Osa. You say the Kaddish and Baruch, and the Taguma, you'll say the translation. The translation is called the learning. The Henka is Kim B'Toyda, it's like you're learning Toyda. The Kimash Nei B'Chol Yisro, since it's a meaning amongst all Jews, B'Talmidim U'Va'amaris, whether you're Talmud Chacham, whether you're Namaris, the Yesh Kan Shtayim, so when you say, well, it's seen, you achieve two things. It's Kedusha Hashem, you're saying Baruch and Koid and Kaddish, and the Talmud HaToyda, and you're learning Toyda at the same time, because you're translating in Aramaic. Chavavu, Hashem likes that. That's why he likes it more than anything else, because you have a combination of Kedusha and learning. What's the connection between Kaddish and learning? It's not Stam Kaddish you say during davening. It's the Kaddish after learning, after Mishnayis. It's one of the reasons why by Lubavitch we say after Mishnayis afterwards, because Stavka this Kaddish that makes it all happen. That you say after learning. During the week they didn't learn, but on Shabbos they still learn. That was the meaning. Everybody's to come on Shabbos to shul to hear the Rav speak. It's the only day they don't work and have time. So according to Rashi, the word is not stam where you say Kiddush Hashem, it's when you combine it with Toida. So Volotzin you combine with Toida, because translated in Aramaic, and that's Toida. And the Rabbanon Kaddish. After learning. So it's interesting.
You only say it after
Mishnah. But Rabbi Shmuel is also learning, because that's why we say Rabbi Shmuel in the morning.
And so
and the Mishnayis after that.
That's also
exactly. Beautiful. Okay, back to the Gemara. The Gemara right? Tesis and Brochas, if I remember correctly, argues on this. The Gemara right? Back to Shenema. First of the line is Shenema. See the first word of the line is Shenema. Shenema, it says, Eretz Eifosa, the dark land. Come on, Eifel Tamovas is dark like death. V'loisa Dodim, but because there's no order, it seems Hayez Dodim. There will be an order. Taifiyam Eifel. We'll take out doctor. Second one, right? V'loyeret Alavrocha. The dew no longer gives us a blessing. As opposed to V'nitel Tam, better the taste of the fruits is no longer the way it used to. You ever hear that people come from other countries? Oh, I remember the fruits when I was growing up in Poland and Russia. It was tomatoes or tomato. Anyway. Once these people stop keeping the laws of Tara, the taste and berech and the fragrant smell are gone. Masa, when people start giving maise, bitl shum and dog, and then the fats and the creme of the grains are gone. Now this is an interesting Gemara. We learn a lot of halachas in the Gemara. Just show you how Agadah works. Big my chalik the poskim. Rab Huna Ashkel Rab Huna once found tumrosa dichinenusa. He once found a date that had a fragrance. It was unbelievable. Shokla, and he took it, Korcha Besudra, and he was so precious because this is must be because of Tara. Otherwise, we just learned you the tastes are not good unless you're a Toydig person. He wrapped it in a kerchief. Also, Rabbi Brei, Rabbi Huna's son Rabbi walked inside, Amalei, and he said to his father, Morchina Reche de Chenus, I smell something unbelievable. You can smell it. Obviously, you're a very tar. What nachas do I have that my son also is able to, yeah, such an edel, you know, smell. Yavanelli gave him as a present. Adahach, meantime, also Abba Brei. He says, Rabba's son, which is Rabbahuna's ankle, Abba walked in. He couldn't smell anything. Shockley, what happened? Rabba took the. Nah, he was a kid. What did Rabba do? Rabba, Rabbahuna's son, that Rabbahuna just gave him such a beautiful gift. Rabba took that gift, and Yavanelli gave it to his son, to the ankle. Amalei, so the grandfather said, Bni, I want you to know, Samachta Sliba, you may, on the one hand, you made me so happy because you have such an edel smell. But then you hurt me. You blunted my teeth. Why? I gave you a present, you gave it to your son. I gave it to you, I want you to enjoy it. Hainu da amin inchi, this is the famous saying. Rachme da abba abani, a father loves his kid and he gives him everything he has. Aba rachme da bani, the kids, who do they reciprocate to? Abani da abani, and his son. No, the father gives more parents, show more love to the kids than the kids show to their parents. Okay, so you don't learn halachah meir, but the next piece. The havlet of Achaba Yaakov, that happened once, of Achaba Yaakov, it but of Yaakov Abarte, he had a grandson called Rabbi Yaakov, his daughter must have died, so he raised the grandson, Kigodl, when he grew up one day, Amaleh, he says to his ankle, he grew up in his house, he says, Ashkayim Maya, do me a favor, give me a glass of water. Amaleh, what did the ankle answer, the chutzpah? Lav Borichana, I'm not your son. He raised him, I'm not your son. Behind Inchi, Rabbi, you can raise him by Bartachana. At the end of the day, I'm only your grandson, I'm not your son. Now, big machlekes Rishonim, if you have to give respect from the Torah to your grandfather, those who say you don't learn from right here, says the Fedesh, you don't have to. Say, I'm not your son. I'm your grandson.
Don't we learn from the S? Kavod S
of Yichah S. Echecha Godel. The Marik learns that know that you have to give. And the Moshe Lord brings from the Marik that you have to give. I would do it here. So if you look at Rashi carefully, the way the Achreinim and Madaik and Rashi, right above the word Mishnah on the left hand side, Bar Bartachano. I'm only your grandson. It's fourth narrow line. Rashi says the Ein Olai Lechabdoch Kiben. What does Rashi want? So they learn pshat. I don't have to give you guys covered as much as a son. In other words, they learn that Rashi holds you do have to respect your grandfather, but not as much as your father. So they're grades. Others learn there's a mitzvah to respect your grandfather, but only your father's father, not your mother's father. What's the logic in that? Don't know. But that's the story here. This is the mother's father. Okay, you're potter. Others learn that the din of respecting your grandfather is not a din in grandfather, it's a din in your father, or a din in your father or mother. You have a mitzvah of respecting your parents. If your parents see that you don't respect their parents, it hurts them. So this mitzvah of respecting the grandparents is really part of the mitzvah of respecting your parents. But if this guy's mother is dead, that's what happened here, then there's no mitzvah anymore respecting the grandparent because the mother's dead. That's how they want to learn. Another problem is there's a whole concept that if somebody raises somebody as if it's his child, and somebody wants to say you ate a peruvu and everything else. Here he raised him, and yet he says, "I'm a chuyv and kibbutz aim." Not only is his grandfather, he raised him like a child. "I'm a chuyv." So what does that then do to adopting a child or that? Because in other places we want to say you adopt a child, you ate a peruvu and blah blah blah. Here it shows nothing. If the halacha is that if you're raising a child, you have a halacha of a parent, and that's why you yate a peruvu, which is an unbelievable thing, which is a poskim hold. Then how can you have the mitzvah of kibbutz aim? I'm your father. I'm not your father. You're my child. You're not my child. Halachically.
We had just had recently in Rashi where a person calls his grandchild his child. A person calls his...
Bnei bon, bnei gibon. Yeah. But that's not halacha. That's just the way people talk. Okay, Mishnah. The Pul Mish Aspasion is Vaspian, the king, when he went ahead and attacked the Eden, he was the king. Remember, Yechem Zaki said, you're going to be a king and all that. First, he was attacking Yerushalayim. He was the first one. It was so dangerous. He had Gozru. They made a Gzeda ala Torah Chasanim. They made a gzeda on the crown, the chsanim, the men should not do any more of these crowns because like, we have to be subdued. By the Eders, and the Eders, we'll see what that is. The Pumushal Titus, when his nephew Titus then became the general, and he started attacking Gozru ala Torres Kalas, they made a gzeda on the crowns of Kalas as well. Ushala Yilmoy, the other Brayevonis, you should no longer teach your son Greek. The Pumus Achran, and then finally when he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Gozru, they will decree like Tetzah Hakalah party and that the Kalah should not walk out of the wagon. Betechidim within the city, Yitzur Chuppa, they hired this Rolls Royce of the horses and buggies. But I'm saying, Hitidu should take the Kalah party and Betechidim, they should. Rashi here is very troubling, and everybody tries to understand because Rashi has the story of the first attack of Titus. He has the two brothers Yehuda Maccabi's great-great-nephew, no, Yehuda Maccabi's brother, Shimon, took over. Shimon had a son called Yochanan Hyrcanus. Yochanan Hyrcanus had a son called Yanai Rishoyim. And Yanai had two sons who were fighting with each other. I will see later who should take over control. Aristobulus and Hyrcanus. And who should take over. And Rashi says that's the story. But that story took place 100 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi says that's the beginning of Titus. How can there be... Others want to learn it's not Titus, it's Putus and Kutus. They have different Gersoyes who it is. We're trying to work out how what's going on here. Completely not. Okay, back to your mother. Meshameisa Meir may pass away, but Lumaisha Mishalim. Those people who know how to give many Mishalim to make something be understood and bring it down on the mat, was gone. Meshmeis Ben Nazir, but he was an unbelievable master. He gave up his wife for his last mother. Meshmeis Ben Zayah, but he was able to dash on, like we learned on Haggadah. We say Pesach on Haggadah, but Zayah couldn't dash until Mazem came along. Meshmeis Ben Kiva Batlu covered that Torah. He dashed in every letter in the Torah and every tag and every line there which shows the cover of the Torah. Meshmeis Ben Chanina Ben Daisa, but he was very frum and he also did a lot of miracles. As we had any more time, he turned vinegar into oil and all that. Mishameis Abiyasi Katanta Posku. Abiyasi, this the small one. He was the last of the great people. Posku Chassidim is the last Chassid. People have a problem why he would call the Katanchik. That itself is already a derogatory term. Well, it's a pejorative term. Well, I'm a nikkush my ketanta shoy ketanta chasidim is a small one. But Rabbi Yehuda Zake, but Rabbi Chochme, Rashi doesn't know what it means. Ziva Chochme, Glory Chochme. But Shemayz Rabbi Yehuda Zake, but the covered tayde. When Rabbi Yehuda Zake passed away, the covered tayde passed away. Umeis taru preaches and all that went with it. Shemayz Rabbi Shmuel Papi, but the Ziva Kuna. Rashi says Ziva Kuna does not mean that he was some kind of coin. Ziva Kuna means that he used to invite coinim to his table to eat on Shabbos, and he gave more cover to coin than anybody else. Shemayz Rabbi. Yeah, when Rebbe passed away, people don't know whether this is part of the Mishnah or who added it in, because no way that Rebbe would have put in the Mishnah Mishnah Rebbe. First of all, he did it when he was alive. Second of all, you think he'd write this about himself? They became embarrassed when they chayin and all the free people. The chafurishim, they covered their heads when they were embarrassed. When daldul and shemaisa, all the great people started to dwindle. The governor of Balizrei and those people who were corrupt, those who were strong, they started taking over. Balilosh and those loshon hara slanders, ain doidish, ain bevakin. Nobody really cared about anything. They ain shayil. Like sounds like he's talking about our times. Al milanu lishayim. We have no choice. Who else can we rely on? Alavina shebashemayim. Don't give up. Rely on the Abishter. As he was destroyed, the great Chachamim suddenly became the level of the Seferim. And Safraya, the Seferim, the scribes, they became the level of Chazanya, the Shamashim, the Shul. The Chazanya and the Shamashim, the Shul came to Amadara, the Pashto person. And by Amadara, the Pashto person, Ozla, the Dildla went down and down. So where's that place us if it's the time the Churban is by Shane? But ain't Shoyle, and Bavakis, nobody asks, nobody cares. Amishal Yishon Alvinu Shavashmaim. Beik was Mashiach right before the Mashiach comes. I know, it was very negative the last page. Chutzpah Yaskid, there'll be a lot of chutzpah around the world. The Yaker Yamid, I guess, everything will become expensive. I give the grapes will produce. Yet wine will still be expensive. Well, Malchus, the Hapil Minis, and the kingdoms, the governments will all become Babakaris and immoral. I mean, this is happening. Mashiach is never coming. Nobody's going to reprimand them, and you're not allowed to. They shut you up, they shut the bait. And if you do chop mechid, you know better because you did this. Beis vadiel is nus. The houses where the chachamim gather together will basically be a place for zaynus. Vagalil yechare. People say it means Galil. Israel will be destroyed, or other parts of Gavlin, Yashem, and a place called Gavlin will be completely wiped out. And those people live in the boundary border, you save them. We'll have to wander from city to city. You won't find a resting place. And people will despise those who fear chait. The MS, the dead is, nobody cares about the truth, will be gone. The young will embarrass the elders. On the bus, the elders will be scared of the younger. They'll stand up. Ben Menavel of Bas Koma Ba'amah, that a son will be able to denigrate his father, a daughter will denigrate his mother, and Kalab Chameisa, daughter-in-law and his mother-in-law, Oive Ish Anche Beisa, the biggest enemies you can have are not going to be strangers, are going to be your own family. Pnei Hadorik, Pnei Akela, the generation will be like a dog, and all the farms say, I mean, the Drush say, just like a dog, he always leads in front. But constantly turn around to see where you're going. So the rabbis today, they're supposed to be the leaders, but always watch the people see, you know, what they want to hear, and that's what he's going to say.
My father told me he heard from the Yoel of Satmar when he came to London in the 1950s on his way to America. So he dashed on this Pnei Adorki Pnei Akelev. He said, what does a dog see? A dog sees the stick that hits him. but he doesn't see that there's the master in control of the stick, and that's Pnei Adoki Pnei Keller. People see the occurrences that happen in Olam Hazeh. Nobody recognizes that there's someone in control of it all. Nobody sees.
Good work. I bet any of his bayish mavi, the kid is not embarrassed in front of his father. What should we rely on? Not sure if it's part of the Mishnah or this is the Braisa. When did we say that you shouldn't wear these kind of crowns? When the first, by the men, only made out of salt and not of sulfur, but made out of hadassim or made out of roses, mut is permitted. Even in the hadassim and willows and myrtles and roses are forbidden, but from reeds and this other thing similar to that is mutter. Even that's awesome. The boy should not wear a crown anymore. Wear a crown by the chuchosin.
Used to have a special crown that he wore.
That's right. What is that? My Eder loves a tablet, the chad puma. It's a bell with only one glock. He made a tambourine. Asa avu tavra. He broke it. Next, if you have this, next time they'll have bells as well. Zeal over the apum the chatsa. Put a skin on top of a barrel or a apum the kvisa or like an urn, and bang a mat. That's your drums. That's what in Shalim, the old city, they still do that. The apum which I got to call is my atoz kala. What's this crown of kala? It was known the tiara of gold. Tanya Mabri learned Eidu Atoriz Kala is Eid Shal Zav. Look like the city of Yerushalayim Abul Oysa. He said Kippah Shal Mele Yilam make out of wool. Tana Afal Chub is Chassanim Gozu. What do you mean the Gozer on the Chupah Chassanim? My Chupah Chassanim. What do you mean the Gozer on the Chupah Chassanim? Zahuris Hamas Heves. It was this strands of material that was colored. That was colored in red or something. And they have a little bit of gold in it as well, and they use that as a cover for the chuppah. Tanam Avigdon Eilin Chuppah Zachsanim Zehidus Hamas Hover, these strips of gold that will oise papita. You shouldn't do that, but you're allowed to make made out of wood like a pagola. But tell them about kumachis and hang on that whatever you want. Okay. Don't teach your son Greek after what happened. We don't want you to teach Greek. What happened with Greeks? We had this in Shas before. Tanu Rabbanan. We learned. Actually, we'll have it later. Kishatoru Malki Beit Chashmonai is when I'll tell you a good word that I said in my shul yesterday, Shabbos. When the families of Chashmonai had a war against each other, Hurkanis mebechutz vadistablus mebefneim. Hurkanis was one, Aristobulus was the other. Hurkanis was on the outside, Aristobulus on the inside. Chol Yem v'Yem Mishalsh. Even though there was a civil war, every day Mishalsh in the Mekupa. Every day the Beis Hamidrash they used to lower down a basket from the wall. Umayla lent to medium, and the people outside used to fill it up with kabbonis. Well, they also want kabbonis. Hashem's like an old man. So he maki b'chachi yivonis. He understood Greek. He understood the wisdom of the Greek. Laws lehem b'chach mazivonis. He spoke to them in Greek. He was telling the Greek soldiers. Kol's man shah oiskim b'avoidish. You know, as long as the Jews are, because Iris, what do you call it? Hurkus on the outside joined forces, became allies of the Greeks, so together they were going to attack. Kol's man shah su b'avoidish. As long as they're in kabbonis, ain't this some yachim will never win. L'mocha, the next day, shishlem din in b'kupa. They brought down money. The helam chazir, they put a chazir inside. Kibin shigil chatzir chayim. As soon as the chazir reached half the up midpoint, no atiparna, he stuck his fingers into the wall. These daz ejisrol arba mei is parsim. The whole ejisrol trembled. He trembled. Rashi said because the king was so upset. How did the chutzpah the son of the king, son of a chazir? They said other adam cursed me. The person she yangel chazedim that raised chazedim in ejisrol. But other adam, where did he get the chazir from? She yilmad lebnoi chachma yevonis. Curses the person who teaches the son Greek wisdom. They couldn't find anything near Yerushalayim to bring the Oymer. You have to bring it right next to Yerushalayim. So I have to go all the way to a place called Guinness, Srifim, and Shtei Lechem, Vikas, Ein Sucha, far away, because nothing nearby. Then what Ein, it's not so. You're telling me we shouldn't learn Greek language. The Aramaic that they use is similar to Aramaic, but it's called Sursi. And Rashi tells us that that's the Aramaic of Yerushalmi. Talmud Yerushalmi's Aramaic is called Sursi, which is. Which is a bad language. Lama Eli Losha Kailosh Ivanis. Rebbe made a comment. Why are we talking in Israel Sursi? We should be talking either Hebrew or Greek. In other words, Greek is much better than Aramaic or Sursi. Yeah. This is pure Rami. Why speak Rami? Speak Parsi. So we answer Lashon Yevonis L'chud V'Chachmei Yevonis L'chud. The language of Greek is very nice. That's you can speak. We even had Gemara Megili, a lot of writes Sfarim in Greek, according to Shimon. However, Chachma Yevonis, that's Greek philosophy, you should not learn at all whatsoever. Says the Gemara, V'Chachma Yevonis Mi'asira. You tell me that it's forbidden to learn Chachma Yevonis. It says in Pasuk, Eini, my eyes, Oilel Nafshi, Mikol Benois Idi, which means, Elav Yiladim Ha'ibes Abba. There are 1,000 students in my father's place. Chomish Meiz Lamdu Teira, 500 learns Teira. Chomish Meiz Lamdu Chachmi, 500 learn Greek philosophy. V'Loi Nishtai, man, El Ani, the only one who's left behind, that's still, you know, reserved is me, Kanu Ben Ochi, Abba Basia, and my cousin in Asia, in Asia Minor. So we see that they did learn Greek philosophy, even though the result wasn't very good. And we answer, Shiny Shabbasim will the Kurvin Malchus Abba. That's they're an exception because they were close to the royal family. They were allowed to learn Greek philosophy. And how do you allow to? How do you learn? Mispesapekumi, to cut your hair in a way like the Goyim. How do you like a Marina allowed to? You know, Abraftulus ben Reuben, we'll have the Gemara Me'ila, the beautiful story, that he tiru lesapekumi, they allowed him, shukar of the Malchus, because since he's part of our family, he didn't want to stand out, because he had to help the Yidna. So basically, he tiru lechachivonis, same thing, the family Gemara, they allowed, and they should crave the Malchus, the close to the royal family. The Pumas Achrin, God will take the call of Kalapoy, and he shouldn't go with a wagon, my time, Meshum Tsinius, because it's not Tsinius. And I'm not exactly sure what that means. What's a lack of Tsinius on a wagon? Is it because it attracts attention to the wagon itself? And that itself is not sneeze, even though she's dressed properly.
Maybe it depends on the type of.
What could it be?
Could be you have to sit in a compromising position or something like that?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
It's interesting. Rashi says over here about the Lashon Sursi.
Yeah.
He says, Umasa Oilam Koydenose Linga Surya. They call it the Syrian language.
Yeah, but it's a butchered up Aramaic. It's not real. It's like Yiddish to German, it's like Ladino to Spanish. So, but Rashi, that's the Lashon Yerushalmi. Everyone always wonders why the Aramaic Yerushalmi is different than Aramaic and Bavli. So you see right here, boy, this is Rashi, because Aramaic is the Bavli is Sursi, and Yerushalmi is Sursi, and Bavli is real Aramaic. I met a few taxi drivers over the years here who speak Aramaic in Sydney, not here, Sydney. Yeah,
well, they come from.
I don't know some area where they speak. That's their language, Aramaic. I'm not sure where. When Abeleze ben Hurkan has passed away, Nigna Sefer Torah. We're going to learn a very sad story in Mar Sanhedrin there, how they put him in Cherem the last day of his life. They all came to revisit him, and he told them, my hands are like wrapped around the Torah, and you look at me laws you missed out on. Mishmeis Abishua, butler eats at Abishua, knew how to respond to all that. Because we'll have more Bechiris, all those stories. Machshava, and we had a chig also. He said, you know, now that I passed away, my people also were also not as good anymore. Our opposition. When Abakir passed away, the arms around the Torah passed away because he was very deep. But in Statmu, Mayonas, Achachma, and the springs of Achachma closed shut down. The crown of wisdom, the crown of wisdom is wealth. And he was very wealthy. Besides being a Talmud Chacham, he's extremely wealthy. So what does it mean exactly? The crown of Chacham is their wealth. Well, very wealthy. But what does it mean that the crown of Chacham is their wealth? You think the crown of Chacham is their learning, their knowledge? All the people who can make miracles pass away. He's more Chassidim. Mishameis ben Azai Botla Shakdani, he was an unbelievable masmid. Mishameis ben Zayma Botla Dashoni, the Dashoni passed away. Mishameis Ashbag, when Ashbag passed away, Olo Guboi, when Ashbag passed away, the Goyim came in with Rabu Tzadis and increased all the Tzadis. Mishameis Rebbe Huchbul Tzadis, came even worse. They multiplied. And that's, I don't want to finish in a sec. This is one you guys finish. Zach, you want to say the last line? I need to tell you because the case getting doesn't work out. It's all right. Now we're doing the same.
We're polishing it off. Mishem Meis Rebbe Botla another Yiras Chait from when Rebbe died, another humility and fear of sin were bottle. Omar Le Rav Yosef Latana Loi Tisni Anova. Don't learn that it means Anova. Ika Anova, because there's always me. I'm still a humble.
That's
person.
A famous paradox. He's saying I'm don't learn another humble because I'm around. What does that mean? So I saw a long time ago. One of the Sfarim asked me where it says, Anor is the name of an Amora. That doesn't mean me. And he's saying, don't look at, don't say the number. Look, there's a guy called Anah. He's an unbelievable humble. However, there's another beautiful shot. Rabbi Yosef, what do you call it? He's saying that not that I'm the one who's an Anav. He's saying here is, why did they make me Rosh Hashiva? If you remember the story, Rabba with him, anyway, he became Rosh Hashiva. Why did they make me Rosh Hashiva? There's so many people greater than me. Because they're all humble. Look at me. I became Rosh Hashiva because the rest of the great people, they were much greater. I'm more humble than me. So therefore, I took the job. Tomorrow, we start Masechta Gittin.